Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a lot of hand sanitizers,
Clorox cleaning spray,
a phone sanitizer,
5-pack Clorox wipes.
All your cleaning products have been flying off the shelves, and now they are flying straight into Christmas stockings and wrapping paper. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
It would not be a pandemic holiday without grown adults asking Santa for the hottest sellers of 2020. Sanitizing wipes and sprays, sales doubled this year. Hand sanitizer quadrupled.
You can say, oh yeah, remember back in 2020 when we all had a bottle of hand sanitizer in our stockings.
Charles Kopek is a scientist from New Jersey who is married to a physician. They're really focused on safety and sanitation. This year, they bought his wife's parents a UV light box to help keep their cell phones a bit more clean.
And we're also giving scented hand sanitizer to people, sort of as a stocking stuffer joke gift, but it's also something that we know everyone's gonna use.
Whether as a joke or something serious and practical, coronavirus essentials are no-brainer gifts. Fancy soaps and face masks, bedazzled face shields, little bottles with hooks for sanitizing on the go. Mary Lopez and her family in California have been doing pandemic-themed presents all year.
I had made a joke that if I want anything for my birthday, it's toilet paper, because it was really scary there for a while.
Her daughter obliged and procured an industrial-sized pack, which Lopez staged like a cake. She repaid her daughter with her own themed gift basket.
I looked for months, but I got a big bottle of Clorox cleaning spray, a thing of Clorox wipes, 2 wine glasses filled with candy, and a bottle of wine.
Lockdown survival supplies, which her daughter loved so much, she's replicating a version of this pandemic basket as holiday gifts for friends. In Northern Virginia, Ritesh Ranjan's friends are getting a gift card and a bulk pack of sanitizing wipes, which Ranjan spotted at Costco after these friends mentioned having trouble finding some.
I wouldn't say it's a joke. It's kind of a serious gift. Hopefully it'll remind them of the conversation we have had about it.
He says he later felt a bit guilty for snatching these wipes, which are so rare these days. I briefly mentioned his find to Kathleen Murray from Virginia Beach, and she was impressed.
Maybe that person could put me on their Christmas list.
Murray made advent calendars for family members, little daily gifts that are often candy and chocolate, but this year also include Christmas-themed face masks and the 2020 classic hand sanitizers.
Christmas-scented and like vanilla and Christmas cookies. It at least cheers you up, like you have to use it regardless, but if it smells like gingerbread, I'd rather use that.
I asked Murray, don't cleaning-oriented gifts feel a little sad?
I guess a bit sad, but also, like, if you could give anyone a gift, like, you want to give them safety. Like, I would love to be able to give them all the vaccine, but you obviously can't do that.
And so she says gifts of sanitation are the closest thing to gifting someone safety. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.